With tears brimming her eyes, holding on to the last bit of dignity she owns, she says, "It's okay. He loves me. Not your kind of love, and I know you may not understand, but I know he loves me." Nursing bruised and swollen eyes with tissue soaking up the last bit of remorse of it all being her fault, which in layman terms means his fault. She quotes for her sentences of denial and self-respect she doesn't own, leaving behind shadows of the she used to be before he used her up, crystallizing her thoughts, keeping them wide awake with eyes wide shut. She uses her body to please them, clean up, wipes, wipe away evidence as if they were never there. So their climax is now her drug of choice. She's looking for that first time. She inhales white lines, exhales cumulus dream clouds, heavy as the bags clouding her judgment, weighing facial features, creating roadmaps to the next cocktail, numbing painful, unattached gratifications. Holding her head high, looking down, never seeing the beauty surrounding her. Just the dirt she now finds comfort in, kicking up dust clouds, choking out dreams, blinded to the glares and stares of judgment. So we ignore abuse scrawled and inked across her body like scribes on Inca cavern walls, continuously gifting him with the fruits of her labor. She, now a shell, left over after cocooning from a life they paid no attention. Attention not received as a child, not even while pledging allegiance to flags in class, so she stopped. Pledging her allegiance now to late night dark alleyways, turning heads, corners, and tricks. See, this is attention, and flags never had it like this. She now feels like royalty, paid to give attention. Heavy breathing, sweat dripping, counting ridges on ceiling. She's non-existent till the end, 'cause climax is when the truth is told. Words float from lips to ears, numbing the pain of being empty. I love you, baby. She can see it in his red, angry eyes. Feel it and his hands choking her long enough so she knows who's in control. Hear it in his voice through gnashing teeth while counting ridges on ceilings. With tears brimming her eyes, holding on to the last bit of dignity she has, she says, "It's okay. He loves me."